ninth parak of Shabbos Mishnah Gimel. We'll continue a different remozim from the Torah. So there's a concept called poleta shichva zeh, which means a woman who had relations with her husband, and not only the husband's zera tomeh matana him, but as long as it's coming out of her, that's also considered that as if she's seeing a discharge of shichva zeh, and she's tmeya as long as the discharge is continued. So this Mishnah holds, the machlokes, this Mishnah holds she shichva zeh. That even on the third day, the shichva zeh is still tmeya. Where do we learn that from? We learn that from the parasha of Matan Torah. You should separate from your wife, prepare three full days. Because 3 days, we are still concerned that the zeh coming out has halacha of zera, which will be matan. Not everybody holds this way. The Rambam has happened to pass it a day and a half. Okay, but meager then we pass in that 3 day period. In those days they would wash it, even the Mechal Shabbos, to wash the Mila within the 3 days after the Mila, even if it was on Shabbos, because they held it with Pikuach Nefesh to wash it in warm water. This is one of the Kedushim of the Ramah that says that nowadays we hold it's not Pikuach Nefesh and one is not permitted to boil up water for this purpose. And we see on the third day they were in pain. How do we know that when they had the two goats and one of them went to Azazel and one was shechted in the Beit HaMikdash? How do we know that they have a tuft of red fibers on the head of the Torah Mishtaleh? If your sins are red, they like red wool, they will eventually become white like shelik. So we see from here that there's the Chazal wanted to be some type of remez of initially red, it will turn to white, which is a simon of the kapara of the Azarah Klal Yisrael. This is they would see, and they leave half of it in the Beit HaMikdash, and when they see the red in the Beit HaMikdash turns white, that's a sign of the kapara.